Hey, writers. I'm talking here from, where am I talking from? Week three is, I guess, the time I'm talking from. The place I'm talking from is I'm home and at my kitchen table, which has become my office for the past 4 months. And I'm surrounded by two dogs. So that should be, and they're snoozing away. That should be the setting I've painted for you. So I hope you're doing well. We're basically pushing, if you can believe it, pushing up into the halfway point of the semester. We've been here about 2 weeks, but really, realistically, we're deep into week three of a 6 week semester. So that's kind of where we are. I've been really enjoying your responses to your peers and the kind of community that's starting, not just to emerge, but starting to really solidify. And I think, that positive energy is really important for creating a space that I hope you feel, sort of you can blossom in to write. So I want to say a couple things, housekeeping, and then I have some ideas about discussion board one from this week, discussion question one that focused on Carver's storyteller shop talk. So, I've received a scant few of those Carver cards that I asked you to send to me. I think that was by Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. The idea would be you would write down your advice and take a photo and send it to me. If you haven't done that yet, I'll still accept those for credit, but I'm going to kind of cut that off today. So please, if you want to get credit for that, send that ASAP. Second thing is journal number two, or the journals from week two. I've sent grades back on those. I've evaluated those. So if you have a grade for it, you know that you have a grade for it. If you don't, then I didn't get the link to your URL, or the link to your journal page, and you don't have a grade for that. Same thing with exercise two. I've gone through, I've taken some time to read and evaluate these and send you a voice memo with some ideas and then a grade back with that. Remember, those are graded 0 out of 5 points. So if you have a grade on that, then ultimately you are doing all that you can do. You're caught up, basically. For those that don't, this is a really good opportunity to really kind of get with the format of the class and make sure that you're sending me on time the link to your work so that you can get full credit. Let's pivot. Let's talk about a discussion board, discussion question one, storyteller shop talk. And, admittedly, this is from a long time ago, this, this kind of part of, it's basically a memoir, but part of some Carver ideas, some real Carver ideas that really, that writers that used to be mentors of mine picked up on and sort of were helping to influence some of the way I sort of think about writing. And I think there's an important thing about passing some knowledge along, which is one of the reasons I'm having you do those Carver cards, which is to kind of help kind of pass the torch along in some ways. I wanted to pick up on Annika's note here about don't complain, don't explain. And I think that there's a lot of ways to kind of think about that. I like the phrase. I mean, it's a clever phrase, but I think there's a lot of ways to think about that. We could think about that from the writer's perspective, writing not to complain, and in some ways writing not to explain or to overly tell everything to the reader, but that to kind of show that in many ways. I also sort of think about, I bend a little, but I think a little bit about, character, right? That, we, it'd be tough to really like a character who complains all the time if there wasn't some other way to understand, who they are and to sort of see another side of their humanity. I know that I'm getting a little bit lyrical there, but I also wanted to pick up on Claudia's comment and others, was picking up on this line, this famous line, get in, get out, don't linger. And I think that's really solid advice. And I think writers, particularly younger writers, really need to kind of feel the the space that they're in, there's a tendency to sort of imagine that every single detail needs to be, you know, hammered out, every single idea needs to be on the page. And in reality, and I'm sure you've heard this before, that less is so oftentimes more, that, you know, you want to imagine sort of, you know, more and more as you go along, how this might play for the reader. And, you know, with the reader, so oftentimes it's almost impressionistic. They don't need every detail. They need sort of the idea of it. There's just a kind of, it's almost an illusion in some ways that you create. And I think that's one really important detail to think about as we continue to practice fiction writing. Another thing that comes to mind there is, you know, sort of, and this is from the writer who I know you guys have heard of, Kurt Vonnegut, another extremely famous American writer. You know, I think there's this way that we should maybe be thinking about when we write our stories, thinking about, you know, sort of, you know, trying to start as close to the end as possible. That is to say, you know, we don't necessarily need to provide all the beginning, because we sort of understand it. There's a kind of an awareness we might have about what has happened before this moment that we don't need to fill in, as long as you, the writer, sort of understands it. You know, that can help kind of, you know, sort of hem you in a bit, or give you some parameters to think through as you're working through this. I wanted to pick up on Dustin's comment, and I'm looking at my notes. Usually I write down who is responding to what, but and also so I don't exactly see where who Dustin is commenting on, but this idea of, you know, having a bunch of note cards you know, around a writer's desk. I think this is great. I mean, I do this. I used to do this more when I had when I had a desk. Right now, I'm again working at my kitchen table. But you know, ultimately, being sort of steeped or immersed in a place that, you know, is speaking to you. And I know this might get a little wacky, but, you know, sort of seeing these ideas and repeated ideas can really get into your bloodstream as a writer. And I think that's really important. And I think about, you know, one of the things that I used to have at my desk was, you know, this note card that I put up from my mentor, who wrote about or shared with us during a conference once about, you know, it's this phrase, if it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it right. And, you know, there's that sense about that work, that good work is hard, right? That good work takes energy and sweat and blood and tears oftentimes. And I think there's a lot of value in that. I also would say too, that, you know, we don't necessarily, you know, one does not necessarily have to die for their art for it to be good, right? And you know, we might sort of imagine that it takes energy and effort to create good work. And that is, you know, that does hurt a little bit. And yet at the same time, it doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to turn over everything to do it, as long as you're sort of, you know, aware of that you're working hard to do it. Additionally, I think about this from the Carver essay, in this line that I love, which is no cheap tricks. I love that line. I love that phrase, that adage. And I think that's one of the most important things to kind of have, you know, kind of that, you know, if there's a voice in your head that says that, or sort of the editor voice might be important as you're thinking about revising your work. Like, is this one of those, like, but then it was all a dream, you know, that kind of cheap trick? We feel cheated by those kinds of, you know, those moves in sort of, you know, unfinished or undercooked writing, undercooked stories. And so, you know, ultimately, I would encourage you to really be, you know, thinking that we want to be mindful that it takes work, that it sometimes it has to hurt in order to do that work. You have to feel it in some ways, that it can't just be cheap, you know, in order for good work to happen. Hope this was helpful. I hope you guys are doing well. I'll be in touch soon. Take care.